If you want to know about the wealth of God, get wisdom. Get a revelation. You notice what James says. James says in James 1:5, if any man what? Like wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men what? Liberally, and do not withhold, upbraideth not. So, give me verse 14. But if you have what? Ooh, my goodness. But if you have bitter envy, and what else? Strife where? In your heart. What happened? Glory not and lie not against the truth. Why? This wisdom descended not from above, but is what? Earthly. It came from the devil. Earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where there is envying and strife is, there is confusion, every evil work. And you can count on it. If you're always in confusion, always want to compete and always want to stir up something, you're always jealous of somebody in your heart. See, you can hide something for a while.
Come on, preacher.
But you see the person, you can't encourage them because they got a new car and you all upset.
Come on, preacher.
It's just tin and plastic painted.
Okay.
And you all upset. Hallelujah. He said, but the wisdom that is where? From above is first what? It's pure. There's nothing tainty about it. It's pure. Then what?
Peaceable.
Then next is gentle, easy to be entreated, easy to communicate with, easy to instruct. Huh? Full of mercy and good fruits without partiality. I think I'm going to insert this right here. See, right now, some of us, some people need to be encouraged to attend Wednesday night Bible class, and we've been doing that. Some of us need a good spanking. Because we just, that's plain out hard-headed, and we don't know. It's costing us. And it's going to hurt you. And then you want somebody to pray it away. But there are some things you can't pray away when you have already set it in motion. And this is why you ought to be here on Wednesday night, because what's being said, and then we use live streaming that's for people who can't get here. You go everywhere else you want to go.
Amen.
Don't shout me down now. Hallelujah. So it's notice what it says. It's full of mercy. It's easy to be entreated. A person is full of wisdom. You don't have any problem instructing them and interacting with them in peace. But when they are hellish, envy. That's what it's in there. Isn't the envy in there somewhere? Hard-hearted. Got their own head, so to speak, they say. That means they want to do what they want to do. I don't care what God says. There was a woman. Went to the pastor. The wife and the husband had separated. They went to the pastor for counseling, or, you know, instruction. And when they got to talking, she said, now you listen to this, boy. I don't know if I can get that bold. She said, I don't care what God says. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, well, Pastor, I don't care what you say. I don't care what my husband say. I don't care what God said. I'm going to do what I want to do. So, but this wisdom from above is pure. It wants the best for everybody. That's why God gave it. Amen. It's peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. You don't have any trouble instructing people that walks in wisdom. Full of mercy. They'll take down. They don't want to do anything to hurt or destroy. And of good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Give me the next. Is that it? Yeah. And the fruit of righteousness is what? Sown in peace of them that make peace. All right, here's where we're going. God's wealth is in his wisdom. So let me read it to you. That's why Solomon had such success, because he was able to hear from God. Okay? All right? Let's see how we're doing. Hallelujah. I'm gonna reread again, and I want y'all to put up. I'm gonna reread our text again. And it says, 1 Corinthians 1:30 said, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. That's what God did. Hallelujah. I said, that's what God did. He made Jesus wisdom. He is our wisdom. Why is that so? The wealth of God would be on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Now listen, to give me Colossians in the Passion. Colossians 1:26-7. And this is where we will. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 26 and 7. Those two verses. Colossians 1. It said, there is a divine what? Secret. Mystery, rather. And then it says a secret. Surprise. But of him are you in Christ, who of God have made unto us wisdom. There is a divine mystery, a secret, surprise, that has been what? Concealed from the world for how long? For generations. But now it has been revealed, unfolded, and what else? Manifest. When you reveal something, you'll see that show they call, I think they call it makeover. They go in and move the people out and tear the house down and send them on a vacation. And then they'll come in and build them a new house. And then they have this big bus and bring them back. And they'll be saying, move that bus, right? I know y'all seen it. Yeah. The people want to see And finally, they move the bus, and there it is. It's revealed.